My name's Sean Collier. There's Aaron Kleiber.
There I am.
I haven't even told him yet in the second half of this episode. I'll be interviewing Aaron about the process of setting up a stand-up special.
Oh, my God.
That's our extra butter today.
Oh, my God.
But
it's loaded.
Hey, before we get to that, what the hell was that we just watched?
Whoa. Someone took five awesome sci-fi films and gave it LSD.
Yeah,
what happened?
I thought this was going to be trippy and weird and cool, and I was nowhere near prepared for how damn weird it is.
Yeah,
but really good,
really good,
really good. Like,
you said it right out the gate.
Like, oh shit! I want a lot more of this right now.
But we're not sure if everyone's going to like it.
Yeah, this might be
one of those things.
It might be one of those things.
We'll see.
We'll
I think in the intro, we pretty much, that's all we need to do.
Yeah, we just reviewed the movie, except we haven't said the name of it. We'll repeat that, but a little longer, about Annihilation.
Yeah.
This week, I learned how to spell Annihilation for this podcast. This week on You Can't Handle the Truth.
That's not too hard to spell.
There's an extra I you don't expect. We'll be back.
Right. Thanks for listening to You Can't Handle the Truth. Make sure that you subscribe to it. Give them a rating and a review. If you like the episode, just share it. It like takes a second to click that button. And then you can catch me on Add It Up with Your Best Friend Addy, where I interview musicians and comics, just anybody I find entertaining, sometimes including Sean and Aaron. And we tackle a different topic every episode. So come and laugh along with us.
It is You Can't Handle the Truth for Friday, February 23rd. It's the 23rd of 2018. We should have recorded me going right now. It's annihilation.
You're like, I had a really hard time spelling that. I was like, And then I realized that Google is much smarter than me and found the movie that I misspelled anyway.
Yeah, that's what it does. Isn't that nice? Works out like that sometimes.
How did I spell it? You're right, I did miss an eye.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Hmm.
Yeah, had to figure that out.
What do you know?
But you called it right off the bat when this isn't a spoiler. This Annihilation, we'll tell you what it is in a minute. It gets weird at the end.
Oh, yeah.
It gets out there. And I felt Interstellar happening around me, you know?
Yeah.
I felt certain audience members go... what's
you know,
this
it was there. There was a lot of the. I mean, I would say maybe like 25% of the audience was like, "What the fuck?
Yeah,
what is going? This is," which is normal because there was a bunch of people that hated Interstellar.
Yeah,
or the people that are like, "What? I don't get it."
Right,
and they just want Matt Damon planting potatoes.
Yes,
remember we made that comparison.
This is not a sci-fi. I mean, I'm trying to come up with a more recent one.
Well,
now.
It's
this is not that sci-fi movie where someone like sits you down and explains.
No.
It is also one of those. I know some people don't like this. This is one of those sci-fi movies where ultimately it comes down to. Is that a spoiler?
No.
There's some like. Incomprehensible space magic involved. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I think, and I think comparing that to Interstellar, I think that Interstellar and Arrival.
Arrival's a good point of comparison.
Yeah, you know, and this is, you know, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
You interrupted me. No,
it's
not
almost
really.
It's almost as if your brain is being
sleepy.
It's being. What did they keep saying? It was refracted. Your brain is
my
being
brain
refracted.
Is refracted. No, the elements that were in Interstellar that were kind of in space.
Yeah,
these are happening on Earth.
Oh yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
it's almost like a flip flop a little
Arrival
bit. That's what I meant
to say. Arrival is an interesting comparison because Arrival is kind of like straightforward and normal compared to Annihilation.
Right. This is like Okay, but what if Arrival was Yellow Submarine?
Yeah, there right? you go.
You know right. what I mean?
Oh, man.
Like, what if Arrival was written with the Beatles in India? You know what I mean?
There's, and I don't say this in a condescending way, there's going to be, like, grown-up sci-fi fans who really, really love this.
Can we talk about this?
And there's going to be 18-year-old stoners who really, really love this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
People are going to get high AF.
It's fun.
And go, look at the...
Yeah.
That tree's ice. You know what I mean.
Interstellar is good for that, too.
Hey.
Should be.
Yeah. I have not done that research.
That's the modern, what is it? Dark Side of the Moon and yeah. Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I just get super high and watch Interstellar backwards.
With a Daft Punk album.
Oh, my gosh. It's about this guy that lives in space and time travels and goes back and is a dad to a family at a farm that's dying.
That's in development right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Netflix series. It's yeah. And it's going to be
and
called Cloverfield.
And I kind of just spoiled Interstellar.
Well, hey,
backwards.
You know, if people haven't gotten to it by now,
then you probably don't want to.
Let's backtrack, Aaron. What's Annihilation? The movie we just saw.
Oh yeah, I thought you wanted me to define it.
No, it's. I don't know if anyone necessarily knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, it's a sci-fi fantasy type film.
Yeah.
With science, a lot of science though.
Directed by Alex Garland, who you know best from Ex Machina, another
yeah.
kind of hard sci-fi.
Yeah, yeah. Really, what happens is, I'm trying to think what's in the trailer that I saw.
Yeah,
one not
what
to
can
spoil.
You say?
Basically, there's a shimmering dome
around a lighthouse.
Over a lighthouse and a large land area.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman is on a team that mm-hmm. goes into the shimmering dome.
Yeah. That's about what you need to know.
And then you find out what is going on inside.
And things things get a little weird in there.
Things
let's say that. I will
definitely Alice down the rabbit hole.
I do
almost,
not,
right?
I do not even want to hint at what they find in there because
no,
every
yeah.
time it's shocking.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that a woman two rows behind us, at one point something happened and this woman went, no.
Yeah.
Like barking. Like, no.
Nope.
I will not. You
nope.
know, it was.
Yeah.
It's going to go places that you do not expect.
And I was, you know, I don't know if I want to say this yet.
Yeah.
Dig into this, but I thought it was kind of relieving that this movie was an all female cast because I feel like if any dudes were in this movie,
yeah.
it'd be like, let's shoot at this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, none of that aggression.
They, you know,
there's always aggression towards the unknown in films, and I think
yes,
women, thank you for
yeah.
using your brains and not shooting stuff until you need to.
They teased at it.
Do you know what I mean?
They teased at it once, and it was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, you meet Natalie Portman meets this team that's going in, and she says, "Huh, it's all female." And one of the others says, the other groups were all, and Jennifer Jason Leigh is like, military.
Yeah.
And you think she's about to say male. She says military.
Right, right.
Which is basically what you just said. We sent a bunch of guys in there, and we kind of feel like they probably started shooting. And so now we're like, all right, ladies, go in and, like, think about things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you go, like, just test the soil? And, like, at least before you shoot something?
This is the only, you know, big budget, high I'm sure there are others. Big budget, high concept movie I can think of where the number of white male characters is zero. Who?
One.
Who?
What's his name's in it? Ex Machina.
Oscar Isaac?
Yeah.
He's Latino.
Oh, I see what
yeah.
you're saying. You mean like Caucasian?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I can't name another. I mean, I'm sure there is one, but offhand, I'm sitting
nope.
there and I'm thinking,
nope.
There are basically only 10 characters in this movie.
Oh, there's like six.
There's six
seven,
main
six
characters,
seven,
and then
yeah.
you can go like ah, and then there's this guy and
I
this
don't think
guy.
There's
and this
a
guy.
Single white Caucasian male.
There is not.
Nope.
And I'm not.
And I'm losing it.
I'm not bringing that up, you know, to be like. to bring up the representation point, because we've hit that a lot, and it's great to see. It's just
honestly, when you said that, I did not even notice.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's
what I didn't even understand your question.
That's
because it was a good movie, so I don't care.
That's what I really appreciate is that, you know, I'm glad that when a Black Panther happens, it can be a rallying cry for a community. I don't want to see even more glad. I am also glad that sometimes you walk out of a movie now and go, oh, yeah, you were right.
That's not something that, like,
yeah,
we care about.
Yeah.
In a way where, whatever.
Yeah.
It's all good actors.
It's that cast was great.
Yeah.
Oh, it happens to be that. Okay. Yeah. It was a great cast.
I can relate. You know why? Because they're all human beings with feelings.
Well, and
how you relate to a film.
Some killers in there. The main cast is five people. Natalie Portman is fantastic.
Super good.
As good as she's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's
has
good.
An Oscar.
Yeah.
So,
and badass.
You know,
she's like half scientist, half soldier.
I'm going to bleep this.
Oh, they called her a soldier scientist.
She was. She was an ex-soldier who went into academia, basically.
Way better than what's-her-face that they picked for Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
She looks not good.
Well,
she looks
Tomb
like she's
Raider.
Never jumped out of a treehouse in her life.
It's Tomb Raider. I mean, what do you want? It's Tomb Raider.
Is that offensive? I don't know.
No, you're right.
Like,
I mean, it doesn't look like...
Give Natalie Portman $30 million and let her be Tomb Raider at this point.
Yeah.
She's pretty badass.
I'm going to bleep this sentence so I don't spoil anything. Early on, when the bleeps right at her, and she just kneels down and keeps bleeping. That's, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. That was the moment you're like, oh, she's for real.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Like, oh, man. She
well,
is
it's the moment.
So
it's the moment where the rest of her team's like, oh, you were in war.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, she's a bad chick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty cool.
But she carries, but the moment, you know, the flashback scenes where she's in bed with Oscar Isaac are just as believable. Like,
mm-hmm.
This is a complete character.
She's really good.
Really, really
she's
good.
She's a really great actor.
Then Jennifer Jason Leigh, I love her.
Always drunk.
She's.
I feel like her demeanor is always like, I don't care about it.
It's like it's that Tom Waits thing of like, yes. I don't think you're on anything, but it always seems like you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Jim Brewer's resting drug face,
yeah.
High face.
Yeah.
She's just always like, you know, I don't give a shit about nothing.
Yeah.
She's always like got like a Vicodin in her gum.
Yeah.
Like that's I'm being funny.
But she's
trying.
She's I really like her. Last 5 years
yes.
or so. It was Hateful Eight. She was in Twin Peaks a little bit. Anomalisa. Hey, remember
mm-hmm.
that? It's my number one movie of that year. and this, she's getting a lot of really
she's
good
solid,
roles.
Solid, yeah.
Gina Rodriguez, best known as Jane the Virgin.
Yeah.
That show. Bit
big,
of a turn from that character.
Big
absolutely.
Turn. Big turn. And good chops.
Oh, and she handles it.
Yeah.
I heard her on Marin. I heard her on WTF last week. And I was kind of like, is this an actress who can be a badass in a weird sci-fi movie? The answer is yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
One I don't really know too well is Tuva Novotny.
Oh, and by the way,
I turned
to Sean too, having Gina Rodriguez in there
yeah.
is awesome.
Yeah.
Because I just do not want to see Michelle Rodriguez anymore playing
yeah.
the angry Latino.
Yeah.
Like, can you just give her a break? She's not
yeah.
a good actor. I'm sorry.
No, she's not.
Thank you.
I enjoy.
Thank you so much.
I enjoy watching her in Fast and the Furious because those movies are ridiculous cornfests that are supposed to be full of bad performers,
like,
just hamming it
every
up.
Every time, she's
yeah.
just pissed.
Yeah.
She's just a mad woman.
Gina Rodriguez. There's one scene in particular that she really shows, like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, she's got something to offer.
Really good.
And
also, that scene is, like, horror. So many emotions.
That is the early contender for movie scene of the year.
Woo, man.
That was insane.
I think I was like elbowing you and didn't stop and was like, oh my God.
And Tessa Thompson, who you know most recently from Thor Ragnarok
yeah.
as Valkyrie. Before that, you might know from Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. That central cast of five is unbelievable. And then Oscar Isaac in there for good measure. And we won't give away exactly how that
always
works.
Always solid.
But They all bring it. It's a very small cast, and this is based on... I want to go read the book right now.
Yeah, I mean, I skimmed through the book synopsis, and I was mm-hmm. like, oh, whoa, I'm going to stop, because
it's very, very different.
So much more.
Based on the books are a trilogy, mm-hmm. and again, no spoilers, the ending of Annihilation leaves it open. And so I was... The last half hour of the movie, I was like, just give us something to tell me that we're going to get more of these, because yeah. I want more of these forever. This
I want to know what happens.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, man, let's do it.
There's a big bit of David Lynch in there at the end, too. Like,
oh, absolutely.
It is restrained throughout, and then the...
Can we run down the homage list?
Yeah,
we get into this,
especially late David Lynch.
Yeah, let's just throw out the thing. Absolutely, we said Arrival, Interstellar, but then, dude, really felt like Command, Commandos. It seemed like Predator. It felt like Predator.
Yeah, there's a good
a
bit of
that.
A
lot of it felt like the female Predator.
Yeah,
female cast of Predator.
Yeah,
yeah.
You mentioned Avatar. We hate to say that because. Hey, nobody noticed at the time, but Avatar's a bad movie. But there's some visual cues pulled from that
but
as well.
But very like Predator
and you know
the
what?
Thing.
I want to toss out 2001.
Yeah, dude. Sure. Great point.
I will say,
and that's all you can say.
That's all you can say.
Yeah, give him that. I like that. That's a good little.
Here's why. In a little bit. I'm not going to go all the way to a 10. There's one big flaw for me.
Okay.
And it's wraparound story. Mm. It's, again, I don't want to spoil too much, but this does that thing that it's like, tell us what happened and you know, starts at the end and keeps cutting back.
Right.
And that's where a little bit of an overplayed choice. And here, especially in a movie about, crazy things happening and lurches forward in time, that hurt the arc of the thing for me.
And that's a great point, because the whole time I'm thinking, oh, this is cute. You're trying to be like Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Villeneuve.
Very much trying to be like a rival.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, Denis is better.
Yeah.
Denis figured this out a little bit better.
You know,
good call. Because that was the one thing I was like, yeah.
I
thought the device was weak.
I get what it set up.
Sure.
I think there might have been a better way to do it.
Yeah.
And
but it worked. It worked fine.
It kept it moving. You know what? That might be the concession to people who wouldn't otherwise be able to follow along.
A
little bit of a grounding element. It hurt it a little bit for me. But that's about the only criticism I have.
Right.
Visually great. One of those rare cases where
a
lot of it was CGI, but never really anything that bothered me. Never anything that looked fake to me.
No, and there is some serious effects.
Yeah.
And it looked incredible.
The scene we were referring to a moment ago is among the best things like that I can remember. Usually when you have a thing like that, you know.
No one knows what we're talking about.
Maybe something. No, I'm not. I was gonna make a joke, but they would give it away. Usually, when I have a thing like that, you can go, I can tell that's a cartoon.
Sure,
this was very, very convincing.
Yeah,
this is a really good movie, guys.
Yeah,
this could have gone either way. This could have, I kind of walked in here feeling like this could be Arrival or this could be The Maze Runner.
I don't know. I thought that too.
And it really, really good, especially if you're appreciate science fiction at all. You know, that kind of thinky science fiction.
I mean, plain and simple, if you like sci-fi and horror, you're going to really like this. If you like the movies we like, you're really going to like
this. That's what I was like.
If you know us by now.
I was thinking, how do I review this? Because this is very specifically everything I love.
Oh, it's like...
This
movie contained, like, three of my favorite movies.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is, like I said,
Predator, Arrival, and Interstellar.
This was a present to us.
Yeah.
So we can't really be all the way objective about it. But I think anyone who, you know, goes into a movie with an open mind is really, really going to like it.
You know, I'm thinking now, I just said Predator, Arrival, and Interstellar. If someone told me that, I would be instantly aroused and run to the movie theater.
Yeah. Yes.
To be honest. Hey, I'd be like, wait, what? I'd be like, oh, I will see this movie immediately.
They don't need to hear it from us, but hey, congratulations to Black Panther. I told you it was going to make all the money.
All the money.
Fifth biggest opening weekend ever, and the other four are like two Star Wars movies, Jurassic World, and the Avengers.
Yeah.
Not even the second Avengers. It made more money than that.
Hopefully there will be five of these.
Yeah, that'd be really, really great. Loved how well it did, and you know, hearing a lot of stories about people going and them being like, oh, it's sold out all day and all day tomorrow all day the next day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's really great. I feel like I had a point to make about that, and I don't remember what it was.
No, it was great. If you haven't seen Black Panther yet, go see it.
Yeah, what was I going to say
about
it?
Great
film. I was gonna say? Really, really excellent on a level that you're not expecting.
No.
This is not, hey, it's a really good Marvel movie. This is just an excellent.
There's a whole other level of excellence, I think.
Excellent movie.
Yeah.
That's absolutely there. I think I might have had a point that I was trying to build to about Black Panther. It's gone now. So anyway, Aaron, this is our extra butter for the week.
It's good. And you know, and
because we've been plugging this for a while.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, this is perfect. We want to have shorter podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We want you guys to enjoy these.
Yes.
So there it is.
Yeah. Well, we told you about the movie.
Oh, that's great.
Go see the movie.
We're good.
It's going to be, yeah. Oh, no, this is what I was going to say. This is what I got it back.
Oh, great.
Was that the first time since Interstellar that you and I have both given something a 10?
Did we give this a 10?
No. Black Panther. Black Panther, we agreed, was a 10. I'm pretty sure it's the first time on a podcast we've both given something a 10. But, like, I only give out, you know, maybe 4 or 5 a year. Usually give out the same.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this the first time in, like, 4 years that we've both said 10 at the end of a podcast?
If we say 10, one of us says 9, 9 and a half.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to go back. But you may be right.
I think it's safe to say it is.
It's all good company.
Black Panther is one of the best reviewed movies in You Can't Handle the Truth history.
Yeah.
Like so if that's happened, it's happened 2 or 3 times.
Interstellar may be a scotch above that.
It was a 10.1.
It depends on how many podcasts we bring up how good Black Panther is.
No, I know.
Interstellar, it was like 6 months. It was probably like 12 or 15 episodes.
Yeah. Well, it's like there's a guy that the main guy that reviews wrestling matches.
Yeah.
Dave Meltzer is his name. It's on a 5-star system, and he's watched, like, he's done this for tens of thousands of matches going back to the 80s, you know.
That's
every
crazy.
Every match.
That's crazy.
There's like 4 that are 6 stars because he's like, These four are better. These four are better than all the other five stars that I've given. So that's what Interstellar is. It's like a 10.2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Here's what we want to do for extra butter. We've talked about it a lot.
Sorry.
Aaron is right in the middle of it. So I want to talk to you about No Vacations, your forthcoming stand-up special. That'll be filmed March 3rd.
Saturday, March 3rd, 2 shows, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. at the Carnegie Library of Homestead.
Get your tickets right now at AaronKleiber.com.
Yeah, or GrownDadBusiness.com.
GrownDadBusiness.com.
Make it easy for you so you don't have to spell my name.
Yeah. K-L-E-I-B-E-R.
The 7 p.m. is filling up.
Oh, okay. So if you like going out early.
There's a 10 p.m. show. Sometimes people say that. You know, when you record an album, the second show is a little more sillier and more loose.
It could
fun.
Be a little bit more fun.
That's
I should
very
say,
possible.
I'm not an objective journalist here. I will be there as well. I will be featuring on the shows. And Jason Clark
hosted
from Grown Dad Business is going to host. Especially if you go to the 10 p.m., you can roll right into that after party.
Maybe.
After the show, it's an after party.
We'll see. Not everybody's invited.
That could be full.
Oh, no. It's VIP, bro.
Oh, it's VIP.
Don't start inviting people.
Well, hit us up. We'll see what's up. Here's how you know.
If you come to the 10 p.m. show, let me know.
Yeah, you're all right. Or if I'm like, you know what, that filled up. That means we don't like you that much.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's not. We don't want to give you barbecue.
See what happens.
Yeah. Anyway, but you also said the 10 p.m. will be loose. The 10 p.m.
will
be fun.
Yeah, yeah. 7 p.m. will be, well, it will be perfect.
Tell for people, I mean, for people who are not comedians, who are not performers,
yeah.
If you know a comedian, you know once or twice a year, you know, once or twice a year, I'll tell people, this is the one to come to.
Yeah.
This isn't just that. This is a special achievement within your career as a comedian.
This is one of the biggest shows I've ever done.
Tell people why you're doing it.
It's the biggest show I've ever done just because, you know, I wanted to record an album and then I had Animal Studios come in and some other entities that wanted to be a part of making a comedy special with me because I wanted to do an album. And, you know, it's hard to get into specifics, but it just kind of fell together. And it's something that as any entertainer, whether you be, you know, an actor, a comedian, a musician, a singer, whatever, it is an amazing part in it's an amazing point in my career because it's where somebody said, "Hey, I believe in you.
Yeah.
I think you're talented. We're going to spend a bunch of money."
Yeah.
And do something awesome with you.
Well, and they wanted to work with you.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't a situation where
No, I didn't hire a production company.
Right.
No, I was approached.
Yeah.
Which is it's the best feeling in the world when people want to be like, "Oh no, we like you."
And
it feels
and,
good.
We've mentioned Animal before, but tell people about who they are and what
Animal
what they
Studios,
do.
Yeah, Animal Studios. I mean, they primarily started, I believe, in visual effects.
Yeah.
And just started producing a lot of content.
Right.
They produced Oscar-winning documentary Blood Brother, ABC's Downward Dog that's going somewhere else now, and
that show had a big following and it seemed like ABC kind of bailed on it, and if they had stuck around, it really would have grown.
Yeah. But now it's going somewhere else.
Yeah, you're going to see that again.
They've done a ton of stuff. I mean, put it this way, Animal Studios is a television production studio.
Yeah.
In Pittsburgh, it's a Hollywood production studio.
Yes.
I'll give you. Did not know this, by the way. I was performing in Tampa last week,
right?
And I was coming home in the airport, and on the train in the airport, you know, the tram.
Yeah,
they have a video outside highlighting Pittsburgh.
Okay,
and the things that Pittsburgh has.
Sure.
And they showed the Steelers and the Pirates and the Penguins lifting Stanley Cups.
Right,
and then they show like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then they show all the movies that have been filmed here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they show Animals Real.
Oh, wow. At the airport.
Yeah. Along with Mr. Rogers, all the films that were here, and then Animal.
That should give you a
sense.
It
was legitimately the Animal logo,
right,
and then everything they've done.
And so
including one of the commercials I've done for them.
Yeah, that's good.
Grover
Cleveland?
No. They didn't do the lottery.
They didn't do the lottery.
No. I did this funny like energy commercial for them that was in the Carolinas and Georgia and Florida.
All right. Shout out to our
It was a national commercial.
We've done okay in North Carolina. Maybe that explains it.
I did a First Energy commercial.
You got like a little cargo cult in a couple towns in North Carolina that are like that guy in the First Energy commercial.
I've been to Charlotte a few times.
Charlotte?
No idea.
So they're
legit, and you know, they are attached to some bigger entertainment people.
Yeah,
and it's amazing.
So, but what that means for you is, you know, this is not, hey guys, we're having a show, we got to sell some tickets and come on out, and we're gonna turn on the lights and we're gonna have a show. I mean, there has been a lot of production work.
Team
Clyber
over the past weeks and
months.
If you see my Instagram, I mean,
yeah.
You know, a week and a half ago, we had a tech scout, and it's me and like 20 people.
Yeah,
to film my comedy special.
Oh yeah, that's when I was like, you have to leave and come see Black Panther now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's right. I had to leave that tech scout,
right.
And you know, people are telling me where they're putting 5 4K cameras and lights, and it's crazy.
Which is like, just to get to give people a sense, if Chris Rock films a special, it's probably going to be the same number and quality of cameras as you're seeing here.
Yeah, it's true. The budget's a lot lower.
It's lower,
but
I mean, in terms of the setup and the look
that you're
going. We're definitely
not, like, sparing no expense.
Right.
But
you are trying to film a
oh, this is not,
world-class look.
No, it is. I will say that it's shot in the specifications.
Yeah.
Of the highest quality for certain reasons. Absolutely.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, you
right.
have to.
And to divert to comedy, mm-hmm. there's a look, I'm doing a real interview.
Yeah, I mean, isn't you know, you are in the press.
Yeah. To focus on the comedy aspect of it for uh-huh. just a moment.
Yeah, sure.
What has that meant over the past 6 months, 12 months for you? You're getting ready this, getting preparing this set.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just kind of really being comfortable with my exact order.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. And also, I think I found myself in the last couple months just kind of trying to punch some stuff up.
Yeah.
You know, where I'm just like, you know, I could make this a little bit better. Or let me see if I can make this part a little bit funnier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just kind of fine-tuning it.
Right.
You know?
But this is not what's on the Grown Dad, Grown Man Business DVD.
No.
For
no,
example.
No, no, no,
this
no.
is not the no. old gems. This is a set that you have got
no,
ready
I'm,
for
I'm
this.
I'm very proud that... I yeah. mean, I when I sell my first album on stage, I tell mm-hmm. people this is 68 minutes long and there's nothing on here. My first album was 68 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. I always say there's nothing on here you heard tonight.
Yeah.
And so it's nice that I can go do 45 to an hour somewhere and say, here's another album that I've done none of these jokes.
Right.
Because,
right.
yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah, some, you know, some.
Matter of fact, I probably only, I bet you from that album, I probably only pull. Maybe out of 68 minutes, I probably only pull about 30 that I would do like it. You know, if you know comedians and comedy and
you go to your old reliables
yeah,
when
like,
you're
you know, when you have to do, you know, 2.5 hours of material on a cruise ship.
Right. You get
you
to some of the
digging.
Some of the hit, some
yeah,
of the
yeah,
old
yeah, yeah,
old
right.
classics.
Right.
But,
right.
But that's what I want to stress is a lot of people. When they get to their big thing, whatever that might be,
yeah.
doing record an album, video, even if it's just their big hometown headlining show,
yeah.
whatever it is, they'll do a sweep of their entire career. That's not necessarily what you're doing here. This is what you've built recently.
Yeah, this is what I've been. This is the material I've been doing maybe the last 3 years.
Yeah,
yeah, and you know, people are like, "Oh, that's." I mean, that's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
And also, I think too. Doing this like last, you know, I've probably been doing about an hour and a half to hour and 40 minutes of material last mm-hmm. 3 or 4 years since my last album, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's just that the last 2 years I've been headlining, even the last year, I've been headlining almost about 70% of the time.
Yeah.
So really I've, you know, been pounding my headline set for about
right.
a year or so.
Right.
You know, where before it was like, you know, three different feature sets or
right.
everything mixing up.
Yeah.
But this now it's, you know, yeah, this is everything I've been pounding out and put together and squished it into 60 minutes.
Why is it no vacations?
Well, if you see the poster that we did, that is incredible.
The poster is amazing.
It is in homage.
Look up Aaron on Instagram.
Yeah. You can find it on my Instagram. Shout out to Lou Stein, the photographer.
Uh-huh.
And, mm-hmm. Our artist, Dan Magic,
yeah,
from Animal, they were an incredible team,
mm-hmm.
and they made this awesome photo of me and my kids. And my main priority was, I didn't know what to name it.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to start looking at movie posters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hey, guys, hi.
It's a movie
if
podcast.
You know me as a comedian, you also know that I love movies.
Yeah.
Hence why you're listening to this podcast.
Right.
So I just started looking at, like, Adam Chico, who has been a guest.
He has.
He's a creative director. He's kind of he's my creative partner for this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we started just perusing movie posters.
Right.
And I was looking at Parenthood with Steve Martin.
Okay.
And I love the visual of him holding his kids upside down. You know,
yeah.
I thought that was funny. And maybe I could do something in homage to a movie dad that
yeah.
I love. And
yeah.
Steve Martin, you know, I was like, ooh, that's good. And then Adam Chico, I give him all the credit. He turned his phone or his laptop to me and showed me the National Lampoon poster.
Yeah, National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah.
Well, on both of our top 10 lists of favorite movies
said,
of all time.
No vacations.
Right.
And I was like, yep.
Yeah.
And then I saw me with the kids and
mm-hmm.
in that poster.
All three of the Kleiber youths.
Yeah, Firecat, the Nuke, and the Professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Go look that up on Instagram. Most importantly,
the Professor.
The professional. That's that's Natalie Portman movie.
She's not killing people with a Frenchman.
No, she's killing them with wit and side eye.
Yeah, she is.
A lot of
side eye.
She can cast some shade. She's getting an A in shade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is.
Anyway.
So yeah, that's a cool cool little movie thing involved with my comedy special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you'll see why. And hey, guys.
Saturday, March 3rd.
Aaron's pretty good at comedy. Let me tell you that right now.
All right.
You know what you're doing.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Well, you're good at comedy, too. That's why you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be there as well. Saturday, March 3rd. If you're within range of Pittsburgh, come on down.
Please.
Definitely that 10 p.m. That's going to be fun. There's some tickets left for the 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And a cool venue. Important to you. You grew up near there.
Yeah. I was in there when it was abandoned.
Yeah. And to give you a sense, if you're listening from somewhere else, the last two comics I saw here are like Sinbad and Marc Maron.
Yeah.
You know, a great space for comedy.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a good time.
And that was the first time I was in that theater.
Which?
It was when I opened for Sinbad.
Yeah.
I was almost 2 years into comedy.
Dave Chappelle was there last year.
That's right.
You know, it's a great space.
Yeah.
So March 3rd, come on out.
Yeah,
Aaron, growndadbusiness.com, get your tickets.
Yeah, that's
going to have a good time.
Yeah. I had to change gears.
Annihilation. What's your rating?
This is tough. I think I'm gonna give it. Ooh, this is tough, Sean.
Is it?
Yeah,
this is not tough for me.
I think I'm gonna give it a 9.
Yeah, this was an easy 9 for me. It might have been a 10 if it
wasn't
weren't
an
for this
easy 9.
Oh, it wasn't.
I might have said 8.5.
You know how
it's
much
a 9.
I watched every episode of Twin Peaks Season 3 twice.
Thinking, you know?
I like when things go, oh, there's a...
know you do.
Yeah, and that's this.
Because I had to bow out of Twin Peaks.
It was just me and past guest Mike Rubino. We're the only two left.
Here's the thing, is that
Abby was there going, you guys are weird.
I think that... it's because Twin Peaks is a show that I would watch by myself.
Yeah.
And when I watch shows by myself, it is past 11 p.m. or midnight.
Yeah.
And I'm either in home.
Yeah.
Or at a hotel room in the dark laying in bed.
Yeah.
And once you get into episode 5, 6.
Oh, yeah.
7. I'm just like, I can't. I can't go to bed to this.
No, definitely.
I'm serious. I was like,
not
that it was even scary. It's just
so weird.
I'm like, I can't.
I want to say nightmares. It's not even nightmares. I had crazy dreams I didn't understand
every
night after I watched
one
of those.
I just was like, I can't. My head can't do this.
And I would bathe in that in the morning if I could. So for me, this was an easy 9 that would have been a 10 if there wasn't this one thing I didn't like.
Yeah.
But... all in all, that means really good.
I love it.
All right. Now Aaron's going to do 10 minutes. Here he is. Preview. Do it right now.
Hey, guys. Where are my parents at? Any parents in the audience? Parents? I have 3 kids. That's kind of what I do.
Yeah, it's just that. But with jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
March 3rd.
March 3rd.